meditation, 23rd of August patient, Sarah Simons, S-I-M-O-N-S, date of birth 5-7-1982, paragraph. Sarah Simons was seen for an evaluation of thyroid dysfunction, pre-paragraph. She states that she has had irregular heart rhythms and had been seen by a cardiologist who discovered premature ventricular contractions, pre-paragraph. She had problems with periods, common decreased libido, and cramps, period. She denied shakes or tremors, pre-paragraph. Her weight fluctuates by about 10 pounds, pre-paragraph. Past history is otherwise unremarkable, paragraph. Family history is notable for her mother having a thyroid problem, paragraph. Social history, she works in home infusion, comma, vapes, and drinks alcohol, paragraph. Current medication, metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily, paragraph. General review is unremarkable for trust systems evaluated, apart from palpitations and what appears to be acid reflux, period, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 120 over 76, common weight, 128 pounds, BMI is 21, period. The pulse is 70-minute, period. The thyroid gland was borderline in size, with no neck liver adenopathy, period. The heart's normal, the lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was grossly intact, paragraph. I reviewed recent thyroid function tests, which shows TSH suppressed to 0.04, comma, TSI antibody, comma, TSI antibody positive, comma, T3, 3.3, period, paragraph, impression, subclinical hyperthyroidism, secondary to Graves' disease, and premature ventricular contractions, paragraph. I prescribed methimazole 5 milligrams twice daily and have asked her to discontinue vaping, comma, alcohol, and caffeine, period, paragraph. She was seen for follow-up on August 18, 2022, and felt improved, although she had stopped her metoprolol, paragraph. P-thyroid function tests were improved with the TSH 0.59 and free T4 0.84, paragraph. I've asked her to continue methimazole 5 milligrams twice daily for about 3 weeks and then reduce to 5 milligrams daily with a follow-up visit at the end of October, period, paragraph. I've asked her to restart her metoprolol and to follow up with a cardiologist for further evaluation of possible cardiac arrhythmia, paragraph, in a dictation.